Thank you, Jesus. In the precious name of Jesus Christ. I'd like us to pray as individuals. Jesus, I'm here for a live encounter with your power. Touch me in a special way tonight. Move in me in a special way today. Move me to another level. Go ahead, lift up your hands and pray. You have not because you ask not. Reveal yourself to me today. Somebody's praying from the depth of his heart. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' precious name we have prayed. In Jesus' precious name we have prayed. In Jesus' precious name we have prayed. Jesus returned in the power of the Spirit in Luke chapter 4 verse 14. And then the Bible said he went to pray again in chapter 9. And the people saw the mighty power of God. Even Jesus was growing in power. And the apostles prayed and they were filled with the Holy Ghost and they received power from on high. And then they prayed again and with great power gave the apostles witness the resurrection of Jesus Christ. So they moved from power to great power. Jesus moved from power to mighty power. So we can grow in power. Lord, the key to growing in power, release it to my hand today. Go ahead and pray. Because power is what defines our dominion. Dominion is impossible without power. Lord, place in my hands today the key to growing in power. You started doing that ever since the man began. But open another chapter to me today. Jesus, open a new doorway to me today to growing in power. Jesus, precious name, we have prayed. Amen. Thank you, Father. Take all the glory. Let no one return tonight without a fresh fire of the Holy Ghost burning in us. Let tonight be a night to be much remembered in everyone's life. Now, as the fire fall tonight, let sickness and disease be destroyed. Let every oppression of the devil be destroyed. Let tonight answer to his name in everyone's life. It's called a breakthrough night. Let tonight be a breakthrough night indeed for everyone. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' precious name we have prayed. Give the Lord a big hand of praise and you may please be seated. I'll be sharing with us tonight on growing in power. And let's first be reminded that power is in degrees. And the anointing is in levels. And the higher your level in the anointing, the greater your dominion on the earth. Because dominion is a function of power. The Lord said unto my Lord, Psalm 110 verse 1 to 3, sit thou at my right hand until I make thy enemies thy footstool. The Lord shall send the rod of his strength out of Zion. Rule thou in the midst of thy enemies. Thy people shall be willing in the day of thy power. In the beauties of holiness, from the womb of the morning, thou hast the dew of thy youth. So dominion is a function of power. And the higher your power rating, the greater your dominion on the earth. We have a very graphic illustration in Ezekiel 47 and verse 1 to 10. We are very conversant with that scripture. The Lord took Ezekiel up in a vision. He brought me again unto the door of the house, and behold, waters issued out from under the threshold of the house eastward, for the forefront of the house stood towards the east, and the waters came down from the right side of the house at the south side of the altar. Then brought he me out of the way of the gate northwards, and led me about the way without into the altar's gate by its way that looketh eastward. And behold, there ran out waters on the right side. You know, Jesus is sitting on the right hand of majesty on high. He says, experience for you that I go away. If I go not away, the comforter will not go. Come. But if I go, I will send him. So the comforter, the river is flowing from the right side. Jesus was sending the power down to the earth. Now, and when the man that had the line in his hand went forth eastward, he measured 1,000 cubits, and he brought me through the waters. The waters were to the ankles. And he measured 1,000. Again, he measured 1,000 and brought me through the waters. The waters were to the knees. Again, he measured 1,000 and brought me through the waters. They were to the loins. Afterwards, verse 5, he measured 1,000, and it was a river that could not be passed over, for the waters were risen, waters to swim in, and river, and a river that could not be passed over. That is an illustration of the degrees in the school of power. You move first to the ankle level, then to the knees, and then to the loins, and then you move into realm that could not be passed over. The realm where you cannot be stopped. And that's where you are going to. Please understand that power is in degrees. Anointing is in levels. So pressing for more of his power is a lifelong task. It's a lifelong task. And the higher you rise in the school of power, the greater your command on the earth. The greater your command on the earth. The greater your command on the earth. This is so important. We saw the apostles move from power to great power. We saw Jesus move from power to mighty power. And we are told that God has in store for us exceeding great power. Exceeding great power towards us who believe. So God has a reserve of exceeding great power for every believer. That means we are not there yet. This is to help steer your spirit man to desire more of his power in your life. It's not just more of his power we need. We need the freshness of his power. So the Bible talks about fresh oil. Talks about new wine. It's possible to have oil that is stale. It can knock your engine. But we need fresh oil. He said, my horn shall thou exalt like the horn of a unicorn. I shall be anointed with fresh oil. Fresh oil. For fresh impact. Fresh oil. For relevance. Fresh oil. For free flow of grace. We need fresh oil. Psalm 92 verse 10. We need fresh oil. And we need new wine. Nothing intoxicates like new wine. We need new wine. Luke chapter 5 verse 57 to 59. New wine. We need new wine. So apart from seeking a refilling, we need continuous renewal. So we have a twofold task. Renewal and refilling in the school of power. We need renewal. We need renewal. So we can assess fresh oil and assess new wine. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Tonight we look at a few things that will help put you on the path of continuous growth in the school of power. The path of continuous growth in the school of power. And the first one we look at tonight is fasting. Fasting is a spiritual power station. It's a kind of spiritual power station. In Psalm 63 and verse 1 to 3, O Lord, my God, early will I seek thee. My soul thirsteth for thee, and my flesh longeth for thee. In a dry and thirsty land where no water is. Why? To see thy power and thy glory, even as I've seen thee in the sanctuary. To see thy power. It's not enough for my soul to be thirsty. My flesh is also required to be longing. So my flesh must pay the price for empowerment. My soul thirsted for thee. So I cry out in prayer. And my flesh longed for thee. I waited on him in fasting. So I can see his power. So I can see his power. It's so important for us to know that fasting will remain a lifelong requirement for anyone to keep growing in power. Isaiah 58 and verse 6. Is this not the fast that I have chosen? And among other things, for the breaking of every yoke. And what does that mean? Empowerment. Fasting is prescribed for the empowerment and re-empowerment and continuous empowerment of the saints. Fasting is prescribed for our empowerment. It is for breaking of every yoke. And yoke is broken because of the anointing. The anointing is the yoke breaker. And fasting is one of the channels to that anointing that breaks yokes. When purpose is not known, like my friend would say, abuse is inevitable. Fasting is not for bribing God to answer you in prayers. Fasting is essentially prescribed for the empowerment of the saints. You are not just asking for things, you are gaining command over things. And I think to gain command is better than begging for things. To gain command over things through fasting. You are empowered to gain command. You are empowered to command dominion. Jesus went and waited on the Lord for 40 days, and the Bible said he returned in the power of the Spirit. into Galilee. And his fame spread abroad all the regions round about. He returned in the power of the Spirit. He returned. The only thing he came back with after 40 days of fasting was power. That points to the very object, the objective of fasting is your empowerment. Empowerment is the core place of fasting in our lives. And when you are empowered, then you gain command over circumstances around your life. You gain command over circumstances around your life. So fasting is not for begging God. It's not for cajoling God. It's not for pressing God to answer your prayers. It's essentially a platform for empowerment that puts you supernaturally in command. It's essentially a platform for empowerment that puts you supernaturally in command. Fasting is a spiritual platform for empowerment that puts a man and a woman supernaturally in command of the affairs of life. Somebody's blessed here. Please understand that you can only be taught how to develop your muscles. No one can develop it for you. You can only be taught how to develop your muscles. If you are going into boxing or wrestling, no one can develop your muscles for you. There is no amount of training anybody will give you or instructions that will develop your muscles. You will have to engage practically in what develops muscles. You will have to engage practically in what develops muscles. No one can develop your muscles for you. You can only be taught how to develop your muscles. So to develop your spiritual muscles, you must engage practically in fasting as a program of your life. It's not an emergency weapon. It's supposed to be a lifelong program for every believer that wants to keep growing in power. Jesus was teaching, he said, when you pray, and he said, when you fast, and thou, when thou fastest. So it's not a thing you do once in a while. It's a program designed for your continuous, unsustainable relevance. Fasting is a spiritual requirement for your own sustainable relevance. You can't make it just eating all day, all night. You can't. It's been so bad with some people that even in church, you find them chewing gum. Their mouth can be on break for once. They are like spiritual Esau. They sell off their birthright without knowing. Wham, wham, wham. And they become a victim of every familiar spirit because they have no power to resist. He said, rule thou in the midst of thy enemies. Thy people shall be willing to take command in the day of thy power. In the beauties of holiness. In the day of thy power. So it beautifies people. Now listen to this. Something is about taking place in your life right now. What you need and what I need is power. When I'm empowered, then things come underneath my feet. Jesus said, I'm a man under authority. Or that rich man said, he's a man under authority. He said, to this one go and he goes, and the other one comes and he comes. He said, I know who you are. Just speaking a word. And as the word went forth, the servant was made whole that self same hour. Somebody's breaking forth right now. Yeah. Fasting is essentially for the empowerment of the saints. Let's understand that. Essentially for the empowerment of the saints. And to know that power is in the Greeks, the apostles came to Jesus. Why could we not cast out this devil? He said, what? Because of your unbelief? How be it? This kind goeth not out but by prayer and by fasting. That means you need to advance your rating in the school of power. You need to look for fresh oil through fasting. Then you'll be able to deal with this kind. Matthew 17 and verse 21. How be this kind? And there are too many of those kinds all around us. that will not go except we attain to certain level in the school of power. Except we come under the required fresh oil, they will still be fighting and confronting us. This kind goeth not out but by prayer and by fasting. I pray that this month will not pass without you attaining to higher realms in the school of power. Can I hear your loudest amen? Can I hear your loudest amen? Many years ago, I was in a church here in Lagos. I mean, I came in for a meeting, and there was this small boy that had the spirit of insanity and was talking and talking and talking from morning till night, night till morning, and all night there for days. And then after that service, they said to me, "Brother David, we had a problem here." And I said, "What is the problem?" And then they brought this boy was talking just at any speed. I said, "What's the matter?" They said, "He's been talking." I said, "Tell him to stop." He said, "Well, I've been telling him." And as they will be speaking in tongues, You see, ideally, speaking in tongues is a proof of baptism. It is an initiation into the school of power. It does not define your rating in the school of power. They were speaking in tongues. The demons inside that boy were speaking in tongues back to them. And so they brought this boy to me, and I had a glass cup of Coke in my hand. And we were still around the church office there, that church that I came into. And I put my finger on his forehead, "Silence!" And then he fell down and slept. It's not we have been telling him. If you have the command, you tell him. You give command and he has to obey. So it's not about telling him, "Okay, stop talking." I said, "Stop." He said, "You too, stop talking." What I tell? Can't tell me to stop talking. Who are you to tell me to stop talking? So we need to understand that speaking in tongues is only a sign of your initiation into the school of power. It does not tell your rating in the school of power. You have to pay the price to get there. You have to pay the price to get there. And fasting is one of those prices we pay to stay empowered. You never come across any man or woman of God that flows in power that does not engage in fasting as a lifestyle. Fasting is the lifestyle of every man and woman that flows in power. You can't grow in power without having a fasting program in your life. And I believe that what we do in this church is a platform to keep everyone empowered. If you will commit to it, if you will put it to the appropriate use, and then you find yourself flowing in power. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. You can only be taught how to stay empowered. No one can do it for you. You can only be taught how to develop your muscles. No one can develop your muscles for you. And you can only be taught how to stay empowered, or you lack it. Number two thing we'd like to look at tonight is growing in power demands obedience. God will always anoint the obedient. God will always anoint the obedient. Jesus came down and unveiled his mandate. "The Spirit of the Lord God is upon me because he has anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor, liberty to the captives, open up sight to them that are blind." And the Bible said he closed the book. And after that, he went about just doing that. Acts chapter 10 and verse 38. How God anointed and re-anointed Jesus Christ of Nazareth, who went about doing good and healing all them that were oppressed of the devil. Obedience entitles you to continuous empowerment and re-empowerment. What is the core mission of the Holy Ghost? In Acts chapter 1 verse 8, "You shall receive power after the Holy Ghost come upon you, and you shall become witnesses of me." So when you are on the go, you have committed God to your empowerment. You shall be my witnesses in Jerusalem, in Samaria, Judea, and to the uttermost part of the world. Jesus was anointed to go about, and as he went about, the Father kept on anointing and re-anointing him. You are given the Holy Ghost to become witnesses. And as you go witnessing, you find him anointing and re-anointing you continuously. Remember, he sent them to go, and 70 of them went forth. And they came back and said, even devils are subject to us in your name. He said, I beheld Satan falling like lightning from heaven. Behold, when I sent you, as you left, I empowered you so that nothing shall by any means hurt you. So when you are on the go, you have committed God to empower you so that nothing hurts you. Luke chapter 10, verse 17 to 19. Luke 10, 17 to 19. So when you are on the go for Jesus, you have committed him to your empowerment, and nothing shall by any means hurt you. So one of the great blessings of witnessing is divine protection. I give unto you power to tread upon serpents and scorpions and over all the powers of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt you. So you are empowered for protection. You operate above the realms of hurts when you are on the go for Jesus. In John chapter 15 verse 2, we saw a very clean illustration here again. He said, every branch in me that beareth not fruit, he taketh away. But every branch that beareth fruit, he purgeth. He keeps fit. He anoints afresh so he can bring much more fruit. So when you are fruit bearing, you have committed God to keep re-anointing you so you can bring in more fruit. Can I hear your amen? Amen. Every branch in me that beareth fruit, he purgeth, so he can bring forth much fruit. So when you are on the go for Jesus, you have committed him to keep anointing and re-anointing you as long as you're on the go. Can I hear your loudest amen? Amen. Let me hear your loudest amen. Amen. Let me hear your loudest amen. Amen. Let me hear your loudest amen. Amen. When you are on the go for Jesus, you have committed him to keep on anointing and re-anointing you. Please take note of this. Obedience was one of the secrets behind the power rating of Christ. Obedience. 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 The Father anointed him to go, and he was on the go. And the Father kept on anointing and re-anointing him. That's your task. Isaiah chapter 42. Verse 1. Behold my servant whom I uphold, my elect, of whom my soul delighted. I have put my spirit upon him. He shall bring forth judgment to the Gentiles. Now, my servant. I have put my spirit upon him. My servant. So if you want to stay empowered, you must stay in service. My servant. Whosoever you yield yourself to obey, is servant here whom ye obey. You shall receive power after the Holy Ghost has come upon you, and shall become witness of me in Jerusalem, in Judea, in Samaria, and to the uttermost part of the world. So you are given the power to become a witness. And as long as you are witnessing, you have committed Jesus to keep empowering you. I believe God is opening a new chapter to somebody here. Many of you have seen it, but why don't you stay online so you can keep saying it? The more committed you are to souls, the more committed God is to your empowerment. Because you are empowered principally to be a witness. Can I hear your amen? You are empowered principally to be what? A witness. You are empowered principally to be 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 a witness. And when you are a true witness, a faithful witness, among your blessings is divine health. Because a faithful ambassador is health. Among the blessings that attend to you is divine health. Because a faithful ambassador is health. Just like we read in John chapter 15 verse 2, that can also be translated to be total health. I will keep fit so it can bring forth much more fruit. I will keep fit so it can bring forth much more fruit. I will keep fit so it can bring forth much more fruit. So know what to expect. That as you are empowered, you are on the go, and it keeps on empowering and re-empowering you, so you can keep living a super healthy life. Come and say, that's my portion. Say it loud. Say it convincingly. I had one terrible disease of runny nose in those days, and I interpreted it to be going on dusty roads. Then one day, as I was going to minister, I said to myself, if Jesus were on this road, would he have running nose? No. Is everybody on this road running nose? No. This must be the devil. And I got in there, I threw the handkerchief in my hand off, and I said to Jesus with all conviction, even if this thing touches my mouth, I vow I will never touch it. It dried up that day, never to return forever. 1979. 19 what? That evil flow must cease in your life tonight. Whatever does not represent Jesus, as you are determined to be on the go, declare off your life on the spot. You know, God looks into the heart. Somebody saying, well, I think I know what to do now. I say, no, that's not me. That's not for me. I don't have no time. I have, my career is so demanding. I can't be talking to anybody. Can you just take a note of how many people you interact with per day and take that survey for a month and then try to find out how many of the people you had any interaction with were saved? And then you can tell how you don't have to look for the opportunities. Opportunities are all around you. Opportunities to talk about Jesus, to bring people to Christ, is all around you. You are not looking for them, they are looking for you. Is somebody still here? You are not looking for them, they are looking for you. You are not looking for them, they are looking for you. All you need is a heart. When you know the benefit, then you commit yourself to it. This is so important. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. So to grow in power, fasting must become a lifetime program in your life. And the purpose is essentially for your spiritual empowerment. You want to stay empowered? Then stay on the go for Jesus. Take advantage of every opportunity that comes to your way in with the love of God to witness Christ. Make it a program that a week will not pass without you having someone to bring to Christ and to nurture for Christ. I share this testimony to the glory of God. In those days, you come to my house, I was not a pastor. You'll be looking for a paper to write. Because everybody that comes to me is an opportunity for him to grow in faith. If he's not saved, it's an opportunity for him to be saved. So as you sit down in my house, there is nothing to talk about. There was no radio, no television, no nothing. So you just sit down and immediately I start talking. You say, please, can I get a biro? You need to look for a biro and a pen to start writing. I was not a pastor. There are people all around you seeking for a way out. All you need is to open up and let the Holy Ghost flow through you. Holy Ghost baptism is not a charismatic emblem. It's an empowerment with a purpose. And the purpose is so you can become witnesses of me. And the benefits are unlimited. They are inexhaustible. They are inestimable. So all you need to do is to just take advantage of that and grow in grace. Now let's go. Number three. Philippians chapter 2 verse 5 to 11. And let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus, who, being in the form of God, thought it not robbery to be equal with God. And the Bible said, but made himself of no reputation, and took upon him the form of a servant, and was made in the likeness of man. Now, and being found in fashion as a man, he humbled himself unto death, even the death of the cross. Wherefore, God has also highly exalted him. Now you see, that word can also be interpreted to mean has also highly anointed him. Because my horn shall thou exalt, like the horn of a unicorn, I shall be anointed with fresh oil, and give him a name above every other name, that at the name of Jesus, every knee shall bow, of things in heaven. I mean, that is exceeding great power. Exceeding great power. Being released based on godly character. Say with me, godly character. He made himself of no reputation. He took upon himself the form of a servant. And being found in fashion as a man, he humbled himself unto death. Even the death of the cross. Wherefore, God has also highly anointed him. And given him a name above every name. That at the name of Jesus, every knee should bow, of things in heaven, of things on earth, of things on earth in the earth. And every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. Every tongue should confess that that's all power. And that's the interpretation of Matthew 28 and verse 20. All power is given unto me. All power in heaven and on earth is given unto me. Now see, there are things to do, but there is what to be. This realm of empowerment has to do with who you are. He made himself of no reputation. He took upon himself the form of a servant. He humbled himself unto death, even the death of the cross. Therefore, God has also highly anointed him. The two greatest stories in scriptures. You look at the story of Moses and look at the story of Jesus. Amen. And the Bible said about Moses, he was the meekest of all men that were on the face of the earth. The power you will make a show of, God won't give it to you. The thing that will come on you and you will do as if you are the one who made it, God won't let it come. Moses was the meekest. Numbers 12, 1 to 3. He was the meekest of all men that were on the face of the earth. Now, Jesus also came, and the Bible said that this, Jesus said, I am meek and lowly in heart. Meek and lowly in heart. Now, Moses was anointed as the greatest man on the earth in his time. And Jesus came, the Bible says, was given the Holy Ghost without measure. How many understand what I'm talking about? He was given the Holy Ghost without measure. Numbers 12:3. Now the man Moses was very meek. And was so meek above all the men which were upon the face of the earth. Now, and what happened to him? Exodus 11. You know, blessed are the meek because they shall inherit the earth. Now, Exodus chapter 11. This is what the word says here about Moses. Now, it's a moreover, verse 3. And the Lord gave the people favor in the sight of the Egyptians. Moreover, the man Moses was what? Very great in the land of Egypt, in the sight of Pharaoh's servants, and in the sight of the people. He was very great. Now, Numbers 12:3, he was very meek. And Exodus 11:3, he was very great. So, by his meekness, he gained access to strange levels of unction, which resulted in his greatness. The man was very meek, and now he was very great. Jesus said, I am meek and lowly in heart. He made himself of no reputation. Now you see, it's possible to be in prayers, possible to be in fasting, possible to be going about witnessing, but the level of unction you can be entrusted with will be dependent on your godly character. On your godly character. On your godly character. He made himself of no reputation. He took upon himself the form of a servant. He became obedient unto death, even the death of the cross. Wherefore, God has also highly anointed him and give him a name above every name. And at the name of Jesus, every knee shall bow. This is so important. While we engage in fasting, we engage in witnessing, we must watch our character. We must line it up with Philippians 2, 5 to 9. He made himself of no reputation. He took upon himself the form of a servant. And being found in fashion as a man, the Bible said he humbled himself unto death, even the death of the cross. Wherefore, on this basis, on this ground, God has also highly anointed him. Give him a name above every name. Somebody's getting there. Somebody's getting there. Somebody's getting there. Somebody's getting there. May every seed of pride inside anyone under the sound of my voice tonight be destroyed in the name of Jesus. May every seed of self-importance that has disqualified you from being empowered to assess the next level that God has in store for you be destroyed finally tonight. Let me say this to us before we close. Every child of God has access to unlimited rhema power. Every child of God has access to the unlimited realm of power. Even when you talk about the potentials of individuals, our limited potential is limitless in the context of scriptures. What do I mean? The Bible said, of all born of women, Matthew 11:11, there is none as great as John the Baptist, but he that is least in the kingdom is greater than he. Now, look at that equation. Of all born of women, up till that Matthew 11:11, no one was as great as John the Baptist, but he that is least in the kingdom of heaven is greater than he. That means the least of us is greater than the greatest in the Old Testament. If somebody see here, amen. I mean, the least of us is greater than the greatest in the Old Testament. That means the least of us is greater in potential than Moses. Come on now. I mean, the least of us is greater than Moses. The least of us in the kingdom of heaven. So even our limited potential, as it were, is limitless in context. Hear what Jesus said. Whosoever believes in me, the works that I do shall he do also. And greater works than this shall he do. John 14:12. So where is the limit? How limited is your potential? Jesus said, the works that I do, that means you will operate in the realm of the anointing that I'm in. So you can do the kind of works I'm doing. And greater than this shall you do. Somebody's listening to me here tonight. That means you are the only one that can limit where you are. The limit is self-made. You are the one that placed the limit on your life. You are the one that placed the limit on your life. When Whether you are in business, in a profession, in a career, nothing is more profitable than the anointing. Nothing is more profitable than the anointing. Nothing is more profitable than the anointing. He said the manifestation of the Spirit is given to everyone to profit with her. So it's our weapon for profiting is our asset for highly profitable life. And all you need is to get yourself together. Thank you, Jesus. Now, just sit down and imagine that you carry greater potentials than Abraham, and I mean than Isaac, and I mean that, but than Jacob. You carry a greater potential within you than Moses, than Daniel, than Shadrach, than Meshach, than Abednego. I mean, you just sit down and imagine that you carry within you greater potential than Solomon. Jesus came and said, a greater than Solomon is here. Matthew 12, verse 42, a greater than Solomon is here. So now, you see, that means that you are not limited by any standard. You are not limited by any standard. It is your ignorance that places a limit on your life. It is your complacency and unwillingness to pay the required price. Thank you, Jesus. You are making it. No devil will stop you. You are making this. No devil will stop you. We are in the day of his power. The earlier you take your place, the better. We are right in the day of his power. And the price has not changed. All you need is to commit yourself to paying the price, and then you see the flow of the power. You commit yourself to paying the price, and then you see the flow of the power. We have been talked to about prayers, and he said, if your earthly father knows how to give good gifts to their children, how much more will God give the Holy Spirit to them that ask him? Luke 11:13. How much more? So you can assess him through prayer and fasting, and that has to be on a consistent basis. When thou prayest, when thou fastest, when, not if, when, it has to be programmed. It has to be, whether the church programs or not, you have to program your empowerment, and then you are there. This is one night you will live to remember in your life. The good news tonight is that you have access to any level of empowerment. 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 And after Jesus taught us about prayer in Luke 11, he quickly qualified what prayer essentially is designed for. It's designed for your empowerment. How much more will God give the Spirit, the Holy Ghost, to them that ask him? So prayer is a platform for empowerment, for spiritual empowerment. When you couple it with fasting, then you accelerate the empowerment procedure. And then you just start flying. Many of you have experienced that time and again. When you go after God for the purpose of empowerment, you return always empowered. Somebody's changing level here. That sickness, when you're empowered to the required level, just by your looking, it flees. When Jesus returned from the mountain, a demon-possessed person met him and was crying. Have you come to the soil before the time? He couldn't even stand there. His level has changed. We still have a number of days before the month is over. You must ensure a change of level. You must ensure a change of level. You must ensure a change of level. A practical, feasible, dynamic, undeniable change of level. You must seek a change of level. You must seek a change of level. And as you do, he will honor it. Jesus is Lord. Jesus is Lord. Shout a loud amen. Amen. Shout a loud amen. Amen. So growing in power requires a lifestyle of fasting. It requires a commitment to witnessing, and it requires that godly character that entitles you to empowerment. Jesus, I am meek and lowly in heart. Moses, very meek, and above all people that were on the face of the earth. And they were both unusually anointed. Moses was so anointed that God had to bury him himself. He had no grave on the earth. The same way Jesus left the tomb and ascended to heaven, Moses ascended to heaven. What an anointed. Our generation will see many more of that. Yes. There are men and women here who will just translate physically. You'll be looking at them going into heaven. Yes. Why? Because they have committed themselves to seeking this empowerment and they know the purpose for which they are seeking it. Thank you, Jesus. When this fire is burning on your inside, sickness can't stay there. Disease can't stay there. So the same nature that kept Jesus empowered, as we partake of this communion tonight, that nature flows freely into you. In the name of Jesus Christ. As anointed as Christ was, he said, I can of my own self do nothing. John 5:30. I can of my own self do nothing. As anointed as he was, he said, my Father doeth the works. Now you see, that is the nature that entitles you to a limited realm of empowerment. Receive that nature now in the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Father. Give the Lord a big hand of praise, everybody. If you are here tonight and you want to experience the reality of this power in your life, the number one step is to be sure of your salvation. Only the saved can be empowered. If you are here tonight, you know that you are not saved. Maybe you are running around God to have your needs met. You may have that happen once in a while when the crumbs fall from the table. But why must you wait for the crumbs from the table when you have access to the dining? If anyone is here tonight that is not sure of his salvation, and you want to be sure of your salvation tonight, please stand to your feet so we can pray with you before we prophetically bless the people. Anyone here tonight, just stand to your feet, and in all the viewing centers, you want to be sure of your salvation tonight, just get up on your feet and God bless us to do. You want to be sure of your salvation tonight, just get up on your feet. God bless us to stand. Thank you, Jesus. There are also people here tonight, please keep standing, who need to make it right with Jesus. He said, but new wine must be put into new wine bottles, and then both are preserved. You are not entitled to the new wine until you become a new wine bottle. You have to become a new wine bottle to be entitled to the new wine. So wherever you are tonight, you want to make it right with Jesus. You want to return back to God. You want to reconnect back to Jesus. Please stand up on your feet also. I'd like to pray with you. Everyone that wants to rededicate his or her life to Jesus, get up on your feet right now, and God bless you. You want to rededicate your life to Jesus, get up on your feet tonight. Somebody else needs to get up. Get up right now. Get up on your feet. This is your chance to make it right with Jesus. Get up on your feet again. Get up on your feet tonight and join us as we pray. Somebody else needs to get up tonight. You want to rededicate and reconnect back to God. Get up on your feet tonight. And I'll be praying with you in a moment. In all the viewing centers, make sure you're getting ready right now. And let's move straight to the altar area where you'll be prayed for right now. Please come. Come, Jesus is waiting for you. Come on now. Shall we give the Lord a big hand for them? We are in the day of his power. Don't let any devil deceive you. This is your chance to take dominion. You are created to have dominion. Redemption entitles you to it, and the power of God qualifies you for it. So let's get ready tonight. It's a brand new day. Somebody's changing level finally. In the name of Jesus Christ. There's an anointing on you that when you move into an office, the doors, they are open to you. There's an anointing on you that when you are in a business, it flourishes without pushing. It flourishes without pushing. There's an anointing that causes you to flourish without struggles. That anointing is coming on you before this month is over. Somebody's encountering that anointing tonight. Can I hear your loudest amen? Can I hear your loudest amen? There are things you struggle to get done. There are things that the power of God gets done for you. And I can tell you the later one is sweeter. 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 Today we are blowing hot in over 133 nations on the Domain Radio without paying a dime. Without any engagement. God has done it before we saw it. Without knowing who did and who didn't do. It is just an act of God. Now, there are people here today. You will be encountering such dimensions of the acts of God in your life. It's your turn for a turnaround. Everyone in front, please bow your heads right now as we pray. You can complete your cards later on. Can I request that you lift up your right hand before the Most High God and pray this prayer of faith with me. Say with me, Lord Jesus. Say with me, Lord Jesus, I open my heart to you today. Come into my heart. Lord Jesus, forgive me all my sins. Wash me with your blood. I believe you died for me. On the third day, you rose again that I might be justified. Right now, I believe I am forgiven. I'm justified. I'm saved. I'm restored. Thank you, Lord, for receiving me. Thank you, Jesus, for accepting me. Thank you, Lord, for redeeming me. Thank you, Jesus, for restoring me. Now I know the battle is over. I'm a child of God. My place in the kingdom is established. Thank you, Lord, for saving me. Amen. Now be blessed in the name of Jesus. I decree the fresh hand of God upon you right now in Jesus' name. And I decree the manifestation of the reality of new birth in your life in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. Take all the glory in Jesus' precious name. Amen. Praise the Lord. Congratulations. Congratulations. Please, let's walk this way and complete our cards and submit them. Shall we give the Lord a big hand? Let's rise to our feet, everybody. And we are going to pray right now. I'd like you to cry your heart out. I've gone around this mountain long enough. I've been around the same level long enough. Lord, I desire a change of level. Empower me to the next level. Move me by your power to the next level. Everyone who desires that, let there be a thirst in your soul, and with the longing in your flesh, heaven will hear you. Go ahead and pray. I desire tonight a change of level. Pray in the spirit and pray with your understanding. Pray from the depth of your heart, everybody right here. And pray with understanding. Somebody here. Jesus prayed and the fashion of his countenance was altered. He prayed and he was transfigured. He returned in the power with the mighty power of God from the mountain. Now pray from the depth of your heart. Jesus, empower me to the next level. Jesus, empower me to the next level. Jesus, empower me to the next level. Nekotisa brotia ne shabara. Rekotisa rute borotigia. Empower me to the next level. Lekoria yeshagaba barata suzia. Somebody's praying in the spirit right now. Pray in the spirit and burn off every charm
from within your system. Fan the fire in prayer. Fan the fire in prayers. Fan the fire in prayers. Retusa gloria yeshagarabayaba. Reketozi aletrozi. Meketezi jakarabayo tadepuria. Wapekene, wapekene tozia yeta. Wekeria la bradia letozizi. Weporokotozi arepanga la baraduye. Wapekete joke. Wapreteke lote. Yeshingra raboya. Wekisezuria. Wekuzeziria. Mekatakoria beketeko. Yeshia, yeshia, bekia, rekia, mekeno, zezia. Pray from the depth of your heart. The river is flowing. The river of his power is flowing. Pray from the depth of your heart. Nekatus and Rushedem. We break it as Isiria Yetago. We break it as a zero beyetoria. We break it a crediane to Zezo. We kishishiaga. We kishishiaga. We beria yetazo. Bekeria letize. Lord, empower me to the next level. Somebody's changing level dramatically tonight. Somebody's changing level dramatically tonight. Of your heart, Lord, empower me to the next level. Thank you, Jesus. In Jesus' precious name, we have prayed. As we approach this table tonight, I'd like you to believe God for this unique grace that was upon Moses and was upon Jesus, who made himself of no reputation, took upon himself the form of a servant, became obedient unto death, even the death of the cross. Wherefore God has highly anointed him. James chapter 4 verse 6, he said, but he giveth more grace. Wherefore he said, God resisted the proud and giveth grace unto the humble. Lord, as I partake of this communion tonight, let everything resisting my going forward in form of pride, arrogance, over self-esteem that is not in you, Jesus, let it be destroyed in my life tonight. By the power of the blood, let every root of pride be rooted out from my life. I want to experience unusual dimension of your power. Lord, let your nature of meekness overwhelm my life tonight. Somebody is praying from the depth of his heart. I want to experience your very nature of meekness in my life. Overwhelm me with a meek and a quiet spirit. Somebody's praying that prayer right now. This communion is for the inoculation of the nature of Jesus. He said, come to me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I'll give you rest. Come and learn of me, for I am meek. I am meek. I am meek and lowly in heart. And you find rest for your soul. Lord, I want to see more of your power, so I need your meekness. Lord, from this communion table tonight, inoculate me with your own order of meekness. I want to see the greatness of your power work in my life.
Somebody's praying that prayer right now. Thank you, Jesus. In Jesus' precious name, we have prayed. In the name of Jesus, we have prayed. God decorated Satan, according to scriptures, with beauty, with honor, and his heart was lifted up, and he lost his place in heaven. And I believe from that time, God just stopped lifting people beyond where they can handle. So whatever will make your head bigger than your neck, God will be careful to let you get there. He won't let you get near it. He won't let me get near it. Whatever will make you miss your place in heaven, God will jealously protect you and not allow you to get there. And pride. So you can't be lifted beyond your level of meekness. Therefore tonight, I'd like you to take this communion with every determination. Jesus, I want your nature of meekness flow freely, unhinderedly in my life, to flow continuously in my life. Pride is a destroyer. It stops the flow of God's power. It destroys destinies. It will not destroy your destiny. Yes. And by this communion tonight, the very nature of Jesus, he said, whosoever eateth me, he shall live like me. That very nature of Jesus that keeps you on the path of continuous empowerment becomes your portion. In the name of Jesus Christ. We also agree that there is no sickness in that body. Amen. Therefore, by the power of God from this communion table, every sickness and disease tormenting anyone under the sound of my voice, as you partake of this communion, it is routed out of your life in the name of Jesus. Everyone appointed to death by any form of terminal disease, that appointment is canceled by the blood tonight. Therefore, I decree total restoration of your health, total restoration of your strength, and establishment of your covenant of longevity. In the name of Jesus, so shall it be. Above all, Jesus, see to it that your nature flows freely into every one of us. Let your nature of meekness, your nature of humility that makes you of no reputation, let that nature flow freely into every one of us afresh. In Jesus' name, let the seed of pride be destroyed in everyone's life today. Let the seed of arrogance be destroyed in everyone's life today. Thank you, Father. Take all the glory. Lift up your two hands and celebrate Jesus. Let the stewards please come up. Give him thanks because your case is settled tonight. There is healing tonight. There is deliverance tonight. There is impartation of divine nature tonight. Everyone is changing level tonight by the Spirit of God. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' precious name. Amen. You approach the table, pray, and you return from the table prophesying over your life, and then whatever you desire becomes a testimony in your hand. Please get seated as the table of the Lord is served.
Fresh on me, Lord, I want to speak it now. Fresh on me, fresh on me, fresh on me, Lord, I want to speak it now. Fresh on me, fresh on me, fresh on me, fresh on me, Lord, I want your spirit. I want to fresh and feeling. I want a fresh anointing. Let it fall, let it fall. I fresh on you. I fresh on me. Lord, I want your spirit. I want fresh on you. I fresh on me.
Shall we lift up our two hands to heaven? Having gone through these 3 days, a change has come. Amen. Having been a partaker of tonight's service, a new level is your portion. Amen. Lift up those two hands and celebrate Jesus for whatever has touched you in the course of these 3 days. From the first day on Wednesday, yesterday and today, celebrate Jesus. Thank him from the depth of your heart. A new you has emerged. A new you is here. Give him glory, give him praise. Give him glory, give him praise. Give him glory, give him praise. Your struggle is over. In Jesus' precious name, we have prayed. I'd like you to go with one thing tonight among many. You can only be taught how to develop your muscles, you will have to engage practically and personally to develop it. You can only be taught how to stay empowered, but you have to engage the prices in order for you to really be empowered. No one can do this for you. No one can fast on your behalf. No one can pray on your behalf. No one can engage in witness on your behalf. No one can live that godly nature on your behalf. You have to. Therefore, grace to pay the required price to stay increasingly empowered the remaining days of your life, receive it now in the name of Jesus. When a businessman is empowered, his business cannot be grounded. When a career man is empowered, he cannot be stranded in his career. When a student is empowered, he cannot be grounded in his studies. Empowerment is profitable in all realms of life. All realms of life. When a trader is empowered, he will keep selling when others are struggling. I pray that beginning from this hour, where others struggle, you just be commanding miracles. Where others struggle, you just be commanding miracles. In the name of Jesus. This season marks the end of every form of stagnation in your life. It marks the end of every form of frustration in your life. Everyone who has partaken of this communion tonight, whatever is unlike Jesus inside you, in your body, in your bones, in your marrows, in your nerves, in your muscles, in your brain, in your eyes, whatever does not look like Jesus, by the power of that communion, I decree that they are destroyed forever. You wake up in the morning like that testimony we had, and you discover it's no longer there. Every hand of the devil on anyone here, that hand is erased by the blood in the name of Jesus. Go in peace. Return back here with testimonies. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. While we are in our Holy Ghost month, and next Sunday is the anointing service, I'd like to request every living winner, spend minimum 15 minutes in praying for next Sunday service. Can I hear your amen? Amen. Do that personally, apart from what we are doing at the various home self fellowship. Do that personally. Holy Ghost fire. Fall like on the day of Pentecost again. Fall like you did when the apostles prayed and the place was shaking where they were gathered. Come down and show us that you are still around. Amen. I'd like you to pray that prayer, and everyone that comes on Sunday will see the raw power of God in manifestation. From the praises to the ministry of the word to praying for people, there shall be miracles of all kinds. We are going to jointly take responsibility and see that happen. So pray fervently. Let heavens record your own prayers on this subject. And on Sunday, we'll see the raw power of God in manifestation. Jesus is Lord. Lift up those two hands. Give God thanks as we close.